and you are listening to the Texas Standard. They are as much a part of high school football in Texas as oversized mums, tailgate parties, and Frito pie. Those dazzling halftime performances in which high school bands take favorite pop songs and, with props and fancy dance steps, keep the crowds entertained during halftime. But what you might not have noticed is a dying tradition, perhaps out of step with modern times, but with a crisp and formal precision that dates back to the days of Sousa, and once associated with the grand old legacy of Texas marching bands. Texas Standard's Alexandra Hart listened in as one of them made what just might be a last stand of sorts at the Alamo Dome.
In San Antonio, 350 miles from home, the White Oak Marching Band gets ready for the performance of a lifetime. It may very well be one of the last one of these that they'll ever do. The band is among the last of a dying breed, an old guard of sorts when it comes to musical performance.
The only military band to qualify for the state marching contest, yes ma'am.
That's Jason Steele, White Oak's band director. He knows that it's been nearly 20 years since a band like his has won a state competition. You see, 94% of Texas marching bands competing nowadays are modern corps-style bands, which take a theatrical approach to marching routines that appeals to the masses, including the judges. It's a reality that even saw White Oak's band experimenting with moving away from its military roots to a fusion style sometimes called millicore, an experiment that failed.
You could tell everyone was kind of like, this isn't what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be military band. We're supposed to show everyone out there that military band can succeed.
Senior Caitlin Jester is the band's drum major. She says that year the band fell short and missed out on qualifying for state. Now they're back to doing what they do best.
And this year, it's just been really grateful to see everyone's hearts, and like they're so into this march. And they were going back to the traditional military marching, which was absolutely amazing. I love military marching. And it's slowly going away, and that's kind of sad.
Next year, the UIL, that's the body that governs high school competitions like this one, is creating a separate event for military bands as it updates its judging criteria. And while they'll technically be allowed to enter the general competition, changes to UIL's judging rubric will make it virtually impossible for military bands to remain competitive. So this is effectively White Oak's last hurrah against the flashy, more popular corps bands. The night before the competition, Steele rallies his troops at their San Antonio hotel, reminding them what they're up against.
You're the only military here. You're going in a system that's built for everything but you. You're going into a way of thinking with people that have a predetermined idea of what they want to hear and see.
The next morning, White Oak begins their warm-ups at the Alamo Dome. At the same time, assistant White Oak band director Randy Watley works with piccolo players Ethan Grammer and Caitlin Williamson on their solos. Now, White Oak knows that a well-executed piccolo solo can put a marching band over the top. A single piccolo, because of its high register, can stand out over an entire band. Nailing a solo like this one is crucial. And so, more than perhaps anyone else in the band, the piccolos need to be perfect. After the warm-ups, White Oak's 170 members line up on the sidelines as they wait for their turn to perform.
The next band in Conference 3A is the White Oak High School Marching Band.
They take their positions, and the drill begins. In 6 minutes, their performance is over, and the second-guessing begins. Many of the students, like Williamson, feel like it was far from their finest performance.
Not good.
Why not?
Because the piccolo solo was horrible. Yes. It was horrible. Because Ethan didn't play, and then I was out of step, and then I had to drop out a couple times, so it was just straight silence, because I was trying to get back in step.
Director Steele's take is a bit more generous.
I'm pretty good. We're pretty good. Just nervous. You know, you never know. I think they did a good job. Had a couple errors that we don't normally have, but...
White Oak has to be in the top 10 to advance to the final round. And with the errors, nobody's quite sure what to expect.
the 10 bands that will advance to tonight's final round.
They take the stands as judges begin announcing the finalists.
15, the White Oak High School Marching Band.
They made the cut, but just barely. They're in 10th place. But Steele sees this as an opportunity. He gathers his band for one last pep talk.
Now, I've always been happy whenever I hear finals announcements, but I've never been more happy standing. I was down on the field actually for it. I've never been more happy hearing you guys shout whenever you got in the finals, because it was a genuine surprise.
In 10th place, there's nowhere to go but up as they take the field one last time. White Oak's final performance goes off without a hitch, even that tricky piccolo solo. It was the magic performance that Steele says he's been waiting for all season long.
That's exactly how you want to finish.
How are you feeling after this one compared to the last one?
I feel a whole lot better after this one. First one, I'm going to be honest with you, we had enough little marching errors that I didn't think we would make the finals, so I'm just glad we were in it.
Now the band waits to see if the judges see it that way.
In 9th place, please congratulate the Crane High School Marching Band.
And with each successive announcement, the band looks more and more surprised.
In 4th place, please congratulate the White Oak High School Marching Band.
White Oak's final performance moves the Little Military Band from East Texas up 6 whole spots. It's the highest the band has ever finished in its 5 appearances at the state marching competition. Steele is pleased with the come-from-behind climb in what's likely their final state contest, competing as outsiders against core bands.
This was the last shot. Now they're going to start a separate contest, UIL sanctions, just for militaries, which is going to be a cool thing, and we'll see how that goes. But as far as down here in the Alamo Dome and competing with everybody else, this was it. This was the last one.
As the band celebrates on field with hugs and a few tears, it's a fitting, though bittersweet, end of an era. In San Antonio, I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.